Hello.
Hello, I'm just after Mr. Fitzpatrick, please.
Yes, if you just hang on a second, I'll put him on to you.
No worries, thank you very much.
Hi there, Brian speaking.
Hi, Mr. Fitzpatrick, this is Aaron calling you from MMA Legal, sir. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you, sir.
I'm very well, thank you very much for asking, sir. Brian, I was just trying to give you a call yesterday, just in regards to your Scottish redress application that you started with ourselves. Do you have time for a 10-15 minute chat with myself at all?
Yeah, I should do. Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much for returning the call. I do apologise that I missed that. Okay. Just to make you aware as well, Mr. Fitzpatrick, these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Is that okay?
Sure, that's no problem.
Perfect. Thank you very much, sir. Okay, Mr. Fitzpatrick, so because I'm going to be your case handler moving forward, the point of this call is going to be me just building a picture about yourself, getting to know how the care settings have affected you and if they do still affect you, and obviously, yeah, just asking a series of questions just so obviously, yeah, I can build the best and biggest case that I can.
Sure.
Okay, sir, so just to start off with, are you currently dealing with any mental health issues at the minute, sir?
No. And apart from anxiety, in other parts.
Yeah, no, anxiety does play a part.
Yeah, medication for anxiety.
Anxiety. Okay. Takes medication to manage symptoms. Okay, so and how long would you say you've been suffering from anxiety for?
Years now. All of it, 10 years.
Okay, and do you have any counselling or anything like that from your GP or anything?
No, I've got medication. I've got sertraline medication I get for that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so, and do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
No, none of them.
Okay. Okay, sir. And I do apologise and asking this next question. It's just so I can get the best understanding I can of yourself, sir.
Yep.
But have you tried to self-harm or take your own life at all?
No.
Okay. All right, not a problem, sir. Okay, and would I be able to grab the details of your registered GP, please?
Just think we'll just get the name of the practice, actually.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Oh, it's Townhead Surgery.
Townhead,
Surgery.
Townhead Surgery.
And that's in Main Street. And that's in Irvine.
Okay.
Don't know the postcode, to be honest.
That's okay, I'll be able to do a little search now.
Fine,
yeah, so that's in Irvine, you said, weren't it?
Sorry?
Is that in Irvine?
Irvine, I-R-B-I-N-E.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I've got the postcode and stuff for that here. Okay, so, and how long would you say you've been registered at that surgery for?
We've been there for just over 2 years now, for that surgery. We moved house.
Ah, right, okay, fair enough. Client is currently registered at
over 2 years
and has been here for 2 years. Client was previously registered. Okay, so, and can you remember where you was registered previously?
Yeah, it was at the Ayrshire Group Practice.
Ayrshire Group Practice.
That was in Main Street as well.
You love picking the GPs on Main Street, don't you?
That's it, you're on. That's Main Street. Stevenston.
Stevenston, yeah. The Three Towns Medical Practice.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got that. Okay. Ayrshire Medical Group. Okay. And how long was you registered there for, sir?
20 odd years.
Perfect. Not a problem. Okay, and then to move on to your care settings, we've got, is it Craigie House?
Craigie House, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And how long was you there for, sir?
Well, we're there twice for, I think it was 6 weeks or 8 weeks.
Okay. Okay, so you were there for 6 to 8 weeks, and then how long was your second placement, sorry?
The two of them were about the same.
Was it? Okay.
It was during the summer holidays, when, you know, when the schools are holidays.
Yeah. And, okay, so how come you did go to the care settings during the summer holidays? Was that optional, or was...
No, well, what it was we came to a big family, and
yeah.
We gave my mother and father respite, you know, some peace and quiet, I suppose, you know. So we stayed, they must have done it through social work in Glasgow City Council.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
It was quite common then.
Yeah, okay.
Big families, so we get away, you know.
Okay, so not
a problem. It's just quite a poor upbringing, you know, so...
Yeah, no, I understand that, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay, and was it just Craigie House that you went to? You didn't go anywhere else?
No, just Craigie.
Okay. All right, sir. When we do request for these medical records and care setting records as well, would you like me to share this information with yourself?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Alright, so just to inform you, obviously, as I said, my name is Adam, and I'm going to be your case handler moving forward. This journey that we are about to embark on, it is around about a 6 to 12 month journey.
Yeah.
Obviously, during that time, I'll be giving you an update every 4 to 5 weeks, with an update on how your case is progressing or where we're up to with the case.
Uh-huh.
What we like to do by the end of this claim, sir, is we like to get an official apology from the Scottish Government in recognition of what you've been through, but also fight for some financial compensation for yourself as well. So with this case as well, sir, this is a case that's settled by an independent panel. Now, this is all done behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere. All I'll be notifying you is of the when the hearing date is and the results of the conclusion to the case. So I'll be keeping you up to date with that, no problem.
Can I just say other things are going through my head after I spoke to was it Elliot? I think I spoke to at the start.
Yeah.
Other things that was happening in the place. They used to grab you up and get out of your bed in the morning and throw you into cold showers.
Oh, really?
You could just grab you up and throw you in.
Wow, okay. Client, just bear with me 1 second, I'll just make a note of that. Client would like to add to...
That happened to quite a few people. It was just me and my brother, you know?
Yeah.
And then there was times that you wouldn't get your breakfast or your lunch, you know.
Yeah. So you'd say that that was kind of more so like being neglected of food, really, wasn't it? Because if you've had your breakfast and maybe you didn't feel like your lunch or, you know, something like that, you know, you didn't have that option to get food later in the day, did you? Okay. Thank you for sharing that information with ourselves.
It's kind of trying to come into your head, you know.
Of course. And obviously, this
was a long, long time ago now, you know.
Yeah. But
I'm 70 tomorrow, so.
To be honest, yeah, you certainly are. So I'll wish you now a happy birthday for tomorrow, and I hope you do enjoy it.
Thank you.
not a problem, sir. Obviously, yeah, because when remembering them little details, obviously, the more that you tell us, the more bigger of a case we can deal with for yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So obviously, when we do get these records back and we do go through them with you, you may remember something else that we can add as well. So it is always beneficial to go through these records and just see if anything else does pop up.
Uh-huh.
All right, sir. Well, just before I do come to the conclusion of this phone call, I do just need to take one step back and just go through what Elliot may have already said to you, which I do understand it can be repetitive. But I do just need to go through it just for our compliance team.
I don't know if it's any relevance, but I'm in tons of medication for other things, you know.
Yeah, well, what we'll do is, once we get your medical records back, we'll go through that as a whole. So obviously we'll see that you're on your antidepressants, your sertraline for your anxiety, but we'll also go through your medical records. But you know, anything that has, or any health problems that has been brought on through stress or anything like that, you know, from your past trauma, that does relate and fall into being involved in your case. So we'll go through them details with you once we've received them records. So we've both got it in black and white. Do you know what I mean?
That's lovely. Thank you.
That's not a problem, sir. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through these three options with yourself. Once I've gone through these three options, sir, I will then formally ask you whether you'd like to proceed using MMA Legal moving forward as your law firm to represent you. And then once that's all cleared up, I will then leave you to enjoy a nice Thursday morning, okay, sir?
Thank you.
Not a problem. Okay, Mr. Fitzpatrick, so when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, you do have three options of funding, which is always available to yourself. Option one is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm. And what that means is obviously that you gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is that you can instruct a solicitor or another law firm who participates in the Scottish Government legal fee scheme, where they're paid £2,000 by the Scottish Government per case. So whether you win, lose or draw, they don't charge any fees, but they only receive the £2,000 for your case.
Sure.
But option three with ourselves is we are a no-win, no-fee law firm. So obviously it is in the title, but what that obviously does mean is that for whatever reason the case doesn't go in our favour, we won't come and chase you for any legal fees and put that financial stress or burden on yourself. Obviously our fees are explained in the documents that we're sent out to you.
Yeah, we could explain them as well.
Yeah, so that's 16% plus VAT, which is 19.2%, and that's capped. So it doesn't matter what financial figure you may receive. We'll never come looking for more. We just obviously want to be paid for what we've done to present your case to the Scottish Government. Okay, sir. So with them three options being explained to yourself, are you happy to use MMA Legal as your legal law firm moving forward?
Definitely. MMA, yes.
Perfect, sir. Not a problem. Thank you very much for that. I can also see as well, one last thing, that Elliot has or did put a 2-week cooling off period, so a 14-day cooling off period on your case file. What that means is from your initial phone call to then, you had 14 days to rip up our agreements, go elsewhere, whatever you needed to do. I can reinstate them 14 days if you do need to have a think, and we'll get started on your case in 2 weeks.
I'm absolutely fine.
Okay, not a problem. I shall make that known, and we will get started on your case straight away, sir.
That's lovely.
Not a problem, Mr. Fitzpatrick. Before I let you go, is there any questions for me at all?
No, but if I need anything, I can just call it yourself then, Adam. I would be phoning.
Yeah, yeah, it is, yeah. So
if anything comes up, it seems relevant, I'll give you a contact for that.
Yeah. Save this number, and obviously, yeah, you can give us a call back if there's any questions, anything like that. As I said, I'll be in contact with you every 4 to 5 weeks in regards to an update. And one more thing, sir, just before I do let you go, I can see here, let me just double check, I can see that we need a more clearer picture of your passport.
All right, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, the picture that you've sent us, it's only showing, I'd say, 60% of your face and just some of your passport details. If you can try and get all four corners in the picture, that'd be fantastic. How did you send that through last time? Was that email or was it WhatsApp?
I sent it through WhatsApp. I think the last time I can do that again.
Yes, sir. If you don't mind, then I'll upload that to your case straight away.
No problem.
Would you like me to send you a fresh message so you've got our number, or do you have it still?
Just send them out the message with the number, just in case.
Yeah, no worries. I shall do that right away for you, sir.
Oh, it's lovely, Adam.
Not a problem, Mr. Fitzpatrick. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate that, and have a lovely day.
And you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.
Bye now.